Hi, and welcome to this podcast from SearchManufacturingERP.com. I'm David Essex, the editor of the site. Business process management can help manufacturers standardize and optimize almost any business process, from customer relationship management to financial accounting and product development. But with many companies already striving to improve their production and supply chain with continuous improvement initiatives like Lean and Six Sigma, it makes sense to bring BPM tools to bear on the operations side of manufacturing. In this podcast, we'll learn which BPM technologies work best for production operations. Our guest is Sanjeev Pal, Research Manager at IDC Manufacturing Insight. Pal has extensive experience in business process reengineering and in selecting, architecting, and implementing enterprise software. Well, Sanjeev, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you.
So what would you say are the main advantages of applying business process management to manufacturing operations?
If you look at the current environment, you know, everything is around us is evolving at a very rapid rate. You know, on one end, technology has made our life easier, but if you drill down deeper today, we are solving great complex problems, generating complex content. The products being manufactured are far more complex, and only high-quality products can survive in an environment where consumer is becoming far more knowledgeable and hungry for latest technology-driven products. Manufacturers are producing these highly complex products, have to deal with the most complex cross-functional business processes within their environment. You know, in the attempt to shorten the manufacturing cycle, product designers want to collaborate with suppliers, and so does the plant floor manager. So you can see not only the designer, but the actual guy who's on the shop floor trying to collaborate across the value chain. And the increasing market competition, reuse of existing equipment and facilities for manufacturing, and using the new and different configurations of existing products are forcing manufacturers to be leaner and to improve their existing business processes. Now, business process management is all about process improvement, which leads to streamlining your current processes, ultimately, you know, saving cost and time. If a manufacturer has traceable, streamlined processes, it's easy for them to weed out any issues. So this results in overall improvement of the quality of a manufactured product, which in turn leads to higher customer and confidence and satisfaction. So if I have to sum it up, the main advantages would be higher return on investment, process improvement, because you've reduced the number of steps needed to perform a task, a streamlined resource utilization, reduction in time required to complete any process, and reduction possibility of human errors because you're relying more on automated processes, and enhancement of the overall productivity. Finally, I would say it's more improved visibility of process status for any manufacturer.
How would you go about doing that from an IT point of view? Should companies buy a dedicated BPM tool and try to run it on top of maybe their manufacturing execution system or their product lifecycle management software?
That's a very good question. Actually, if you look at business process management tools, product lifecycle management tools, manufacturing execution systems, all are pretty big undertakings. You know, they involve large budgets, long implementation cycles. And, you know, we get asked these kind of questions, you know, which application should I be using? If I look at PLM tools, they provide functionality for collaboration, workflow that are very specific for product development processes. If we consider BPM tools, they tend to be more generic that can supply solutions or can apply to many, many situations. If you look at manufacturing execution systems, they are no longer working in silos as they used to, you know, which was more of providing traceability and genealogy. I'm seeing these MES systems becoming more the heart of manufacturing strategies, where manufacturers is streamlining their entire supply chain, sales, inventory, right in the product workflow to control the quality of the end product. They're going beyond monitoring the manufacturing process to managing risk and even issues that pop up during manufacturing. I'm seeing more process intelligence being incorporated in PLM and MES tools. Today, these systems provide vertical industry-specific templates. If you look at the generic BPM tools, they may not be suitable given the cost and time involved, but there are various cases which I'm looking at, you know, in such as in shipbuilding, where a generic BPM tool might make sense. So my suggestion would be to evaluate it on case-by-case basis rather than come up with a blanket solution, you know, that fits all kind of situations or all kind of verticals.
Most companies nowadays are trying to apply a continuous improvement methodology such as Lean and Six Sigma to their production. How can adding a BPM process help with that?
You know, it's a great scenario where these highly advanced theories coming in. So if you look at Lean and Six Sigma, they aim at getting control of the processes and they aim to optimize them, which is kind of same as you would expect from applying BPM process. The question one may ask is, are they complementary or can they coexist together? And is it a stretch to have them together since they try to achieve the same output? I see it, you know, a little bit differently. Six Sigma is more statistical oriented. BPM has transformed into a software-based technology. So if I look at BPM, it's more on, you look at the process, you document it, you analyze the process and optimize it, improve the process, then manage the process for various actions. Whereas Six Sigma, at a very high level, it relies on a five-step approach, you know, which is define, measure, analyze, improve. At a granular level, you know, Six Sigma improves a process with statistical analysis. So when an organization applies Six Sigma, they are going far more granular to improve the process. Whereas BPM automates the process and weaves it across the enterprise. So when you combine them together, one might get an assurance that their entire enterprise process is well connected and they will be optimized and will be monitored continuously. So it's a win-win situation. But again, it depends on how the manufacturers are looking at it, because they get overwhelmed with the Six Sigma process. But, you know, as I mentioned, BPM combined with Six Sigma or Lean would optimize and monitor, will have monitoring of the overall enterprise.
In your opinion, what are the best kinds of BPM products and features within some of those products for doing this effectively in a manufacturing production environment?
At a very high level, you're looking at, you know, looking for design, modeling and implementation, execution, monitoring and optimization of your current process with BPM. A manufacturer should be able to map the existing processes he has and model them to run what-if scenarios. Like, if I can't find a supplier or my supplier delays an order, what will happen? What will be the effect of it on the entire value chain? What am I going to lose? What will be the loss? BPM should be able to simulate proposed changes before any of the business rules are altered. So it should do this simulation, anything before it happens. It should be able to represent and consume data from Six Sigma, as we just talked about, methodology for defect tracking. I see many factories and plant floors being automated. A good BPM product should go beyond human-to-human interactions to support human-to-system and also go beyond to cover the system-to-system interaction type scenarios. In a production environment, a BPM product, I think, should support for Kaizen, Lean, value stream functions. These features need to be included for communication within the organization and outside the organization, such as, you know, if you go outside, such as suppliers, vendors, and definitely regulatory agency, which is essential for industry verticals like medical devices, you know, where the manufacturers face a lot of regulation. So those are the basic criteria is what I see for an effective BPM application.
I imagine there must be some organizational and technical hurdles, such as integration, that can make applying BPM in this way pretty challenging. What are some of the biggest pitfalls that companies are likely to encounter?
Well, there are several. It's a, like, you know, like I mentioned, it's a big undertaking since they are more generic. So business process management is continuous process and it requires significant commitment from the stakeholders, the actors that are involved in the whole process of implementing such a system. It takes time to implement them. They have to be consistently maintained and monitored. It's a multi-year initiative that can go through several changes as the business changes due to compliance requirements, because they keep changing. Or even when your end product is forced to change because the customer requirements have changed. even the services in this case would have changed. The issues organization can face could start from very beginning, where implementation team may not even understand the business process of the organization and you know, try to force a system which is more generic in nature. Implementing, you know, BPM requires integration with your existing applications, because I assume most of manufacturers today have some kind of an application, you know, which is maybe organically developed or they acquired it from someone, you know, or bought it. So it requires integration with your existing back office applications. These apps might not have been designed to talk to other systems in a technology agnostic form. When we see most integration adapters that are built to solve the current problem do not take care of the future changes that a company might go through, or the business changes that company might go through in this evolution. A hard and an inflexible integration can have a detrimental effect on the future of a BPM system. Since we are looking for continuous improvement, I say be prepared for a change in your application in future. Software professionals need to be sure that they build a flexible, expandable, scalable integration. In certain instances, I've seen the old systems need to be migrated onto a newer system, which definitely entails migration of existing old applications. So in addition to commitment of resources, one may need a pool that clearly understands the mapping of an existing system to a newer database without losing any sensitive data, because that's very important when you move on to a BPM system. And what I'm seeing is there are wizard-based integrations which are being, you know, floated in the market. So those are the things I think that are primarily very important and can cause some issues when you try to work with the BPM applications.
Do you have any parting advice for manufacturers?
A lot. My suggestion would be to work with firms that can help you analyze your unique set of issues and suggest a software product that helps you in to gain real-time control and visibility into your processes. Because remember, your processes are going to get complex as you move on, and you know, as we talked about the increasing complexity. And you want to be able to respond to any change quickly, making sure you continue to get value of your existing application. And you don't have to throw away your current system for a new system. That's the prime reason why you want to work very closely with someone who understands, you know, what's happening in the industry, how he can or she can help you not throw away your current processes, but improve on them.
Sanjeev, thanks very much for speaking with us today.
Thank you.